You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
Welcome back into Zach and Evan here on Z Radio Live. We continue on with the show with another guest, a musician. You might know her from The Voice, but her new single is Always You and is available everywhere. Music is able to be streamed. Presley Tennant. Presley, how's it going today?
It's going pretty well. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Hanging in there. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind when we think of you is The Voice, and that's just got to be an unbelievable experience, being able to be up not only on stage in front of a crowd, but you're in front of four very distinguished musicians who have been there, done that before, and also it's national television, so it's three huge factors. What was that whole experience like for you?
I will say The Voice was 100% the best experience I've ever had. I learned so much while I was on there. I was also very young at the time. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still very young, but I was 16, still figuring myself out and who I am as an artist. And so I came on the show as a pop artist, but left the show as a country artist, which I thought was actually really cool because I feel like I am so confident in who I am as an artist because I was able to find my sound, if that makes sense.
You did the reverse Taylor Swift. That's what happened.
Exactly.
That's amazing. No, I mean, you're so talented. My big question, actually, which is a stupid question, to be honest with you, is not going to be anything intelligent. But like the spinning chairs, did you actually get to sit in there? Like, how does it actually spin? What's the deal? I mean, come on.
So during rehearsal, everyone else got to sit in the spinning chairs, but like I was one of the first ones of the day. So they were trying to like hurry me up because I was also like taking my time, like trying to figure out my songs. And so as soon as I left and then everyone came back and they started showing me pictures of them in the chair. And I was like, what the heck? I didn't get to do that. So I was a little jealous of that.
So I mean, auditioning for that show has to be so nerve-wracking. How did you come to the conclusion to do the song that you did? And for those who don't know, what was the song that you did? And I mean, it's because, you know, it's probably the one that you feel the most comfortable singing, right?
Yeah. Oh, so the song I sang was Stone Cold by Demi Lovato. And that's a big song with a lot of range, a lot of power. And I have been singing that song for a while. So I was just wanting to do something where I was able to show like a little bit of like vulnerability as well as like the power that I have, just kind of to see where it'll land me. And so I was very comfortable singing the song, and even beforehand, I wasn't nervous at all until literally like the doors right before you walk on stage, they give you like a 3-2-1 and the doors open. I like, wasn't nervous. As soon as they said one, the doors open, I felt like my knees buckle up and I was like, oh Lordy, God have mercy on me right now.
The stage fright, right?
Oh yeah. I was afraid I was wearing heels and I was afraid I was going to trip on the stairs going up and I was going to be like, oh, that's going to be an entrance. They're going to remember me even if they don't see my face. They're just going to hear a giant wham in the back.
I know Kelly Clarkson was the one who turned her chair for you, but was there, I mean, obviously she's probably someone you wanted to work with as well because of, you know probably that female vocal as well and how strong of a singer she is. Was there, you know, who were kind of your hopes going in there that would turn around their chairs, or were just kind of, I hope someone does. I hope someone keeps me on the show.
I definitely would have chose Kelly either way, even if there was other coaches, but the two that I really would love to have worked with were obviously Kelly and then Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just because I feel like Adam's like more of like the super black and white, like cut and dry kind of thing, like straight to the point.
Yeah, but then you get lost in his eyes and everything like that. You don't need like that distraction, you know, like honestly.
He looks like my dad. I can't do that.
Oh, ew. No, then forget it.
I was like, no. No, but everyone else on his team was like, oh my gosh, he's so attractive. Like, I can't even remember what he says. And I was like, this is your coach. He's telling you what to do. Like, you got to listen to him. No, they were definitely the two, but I would have chose Kelly 100%.
How special is that just to get to know someone like Kelly Clarkson, who actually, you know, was one of the first big stars that came off of a show that was based off of singing. She was the first ever winner of American Idol, so she got to go through kind of a similar process. What was it like getting to know someone of that caliber, and how hands-on was she in terms of helping you and, you know, just your relationship with her?
I feel like that's what honestly really like drew me to her. I mean, there's so many things. Like, she was my first concert ever. I sang her song Because of You at every single local talent show when I was younger. I think there's like still videos of it up on YouTube and things like that. And you hear my grandma in the background like laughing. It's quite funny. but no, so I was always very drawn to her, especially as like a female, and she's a powerhouse. And I don't know, she has always been that kind of mix between like soul, pop, country, sometimes rock. It all just kind of depends. But I grew up singing her music. And so when she turned around and then I got to work with her, we completely flipped one of my songs that I did on the show. And I think it was my last round that I was there. It was Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Miley Cyrus. And that was more of like a kind of like 80s pop country, kind of sounds like Jolene, but like really 80s pop. Yep. Though I don't know how to describe it. That's just the way I comes to my mind. But we wanted something else that could have like kind of taken the song in a different direction, especially since it was newer, to kind of give it like a cool switch. And so we made it super cool. It was really laid back, more of like a slowed down power ballad, which I thought was so cool. And so we spent, I think I was supposed to spend like 30 minutes on it with her, but then we ended up spending 2 hours just to perfect the song and make sure that it was like exactly how we wanted. And she went over it completely, so in depth about everything with me, wow. Which I'm extremely grateful for. And then I came back for the finale because they invited me back out, and they, I sang with a few other women, and then we walked off stage. But on the way out, Kelly invited me up to her show in Vegas a couple days later. And that was actually my 17th birthday too. So I got to sing with her at her show, and then she brought me out a cake and sang me happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
She's such a wonderful woman. I look up to her so much.
My favorite thing about that, Presley, is just the, like, cause you see these, obviously these celebrities on TV and especially those judges, and you know, it's portrayed that they care so much about the people who are they're working with, but to actually see they really do put in 110% and even more, that the fact that she would go out of her way to invite you to a concert. I mean, that's just, it's just great to see that from an outsider's perspective looking in.
And when you're watching the show, like, you know, and in general, in any type of talent show, whatever, they don't ever really show you the hard work that goes into it. From behind the scenes, they'll show you like a little sneak peek, you know, obviously comedical stuff, but like they'll never really show you like that 2 hour session you were talking about with Kelly. Do you still keep in contact with her after the show, and is she giving you any advice on your career?
Still have like her number and things like that, and I have texted her a few times and we've exchanged different messages and stuff like that. But she's also a very busy woman who has her own show, her music, things like that going on. So I don't know. If I ever need to reach out to her again, I know I definitely can.
Yeah, let her know Zach and Evan would like to have her on as a guest at some point in the upcoming future. No, listen, I'm kidding.
We have Presley on. This is huge, okay? This is bigger than Kelly Clarkson.
I know. Team Kelly. So we have a member of Team Kelly.
You also performed for Kelly Rowland and the Jacksons back in the day. You know, tell us about that experience. You know, how did you get in touch with them, and what inspired from that?
So growing up, I did different talent shows around my house, or around my hometown, and I did one out in Temecula, and there was a girl group that was being formed out there, and so the mayor saw me and invited me to audition for this girl group, and they brought me, kept bringing me in and then, like, cutting me, and then, like, bringing me in and cutting me, and I was like, come on. So I would, like, go back, and I would, like, try to fix myself, take some dance lessons, take vocal lessons, and then finally I was in the group, and then we were signing with the Jacksons, and they brought us out to Vegas, and they flew us out to Vegas and things like that. So we got to meet all of them and perform for them. And then they gave us front row tickets to their show. We got to hang out backstage, and things like that. And then that kind of fizzled out just because of like legality stuff. And then we ended up working with Kelly Rowland, which was a really cool experience. Wow. Got to meet her and see her a few times. I mean, obviously the management behind the group got to see her more often, cause that's where they were partnered with. And then all of a sudden the girl group just completely fizzled out. And so we all kind of went our separate ways. I think we went down to 3 girls, and then we tried that for a little bit, and then ultimately decided that we were just going to do our own thing and then continue on that path.
And that was when you were getting into that pop, you know, that pop scene in a sense. And now you're more country. How did you transition from one to the other? I know they're semi very different, but you know, nowadays they're kind of a little bit entwined in a little bit.
So I come from a very small town. I mean, it's called Norco, Horsetown, USA. So like streets are painted red, white, and blue. You go to Starbucks and you see people on their horses in the drive-thru type of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's very a country homegrown town, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I always had that background in me and I always loved it. But then I kind of ventured away from it as I got into the girl group and then continued on that path because the opportunities that were there and the people that I met have kind of led me in that direction, and that's what I wanted to do at the time. And then as soon as right before The Voice, I kept making, like, just was going into the studio, and I just felt like this wasn't me. Like the pop music wasn't who I was. I feel like I'm trying to be something that I'm not. And so I went on The Voice. I came off the show, and I mean, I hung out with literally everybody on there, but I definitely had a more feel towards all the people who were like singing country, just like the lifestyles and the values and things like that. They're so meaningful to me. And so I felt like this is like where I was supposed to be. And so as soon as I came off the show, I took like one little look into the country world and I completely fell in love with it. And I have been doing it ever since. And I have never been more I've never been happier. And yep. I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be and exactly who I am, not only as an artist, but as a person. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. And your new song Always You is just, it just reeks of country sound and it sounds awesome. What was the inspiration behind that song?
I wouldn't say that there's like a necessarily like dead set inspiration. Like I've gone through it. But just kind of like stories that I've heard from like either my friends or just like in general. I feel like there's that saying where it says the right person, but wrong time. Mm-hmm. And so I walked into the session. I was like, I really think this is cool and this could be a cool song. And so Deborah Allen and I, who also wrote the song with me, we kind of were playing around with it and we just wanted to make something that almost everyone can relate to, whether it's a friendship or a relationship. We just wanted to really portray it and say that, like, even though like it may not be working out right now, like it's always going to be you, like you're always going to be my person type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where the inspiration came from.
That's a great message too. And you being able to, you know, get your music out on these big platforms and have a platform like The Voice to kind of work off of, now you have a following and it kind of works you into a public figure in a sense. You got to be able to be an ambassador for a great foundation. Tell us a little bit about SOS for Life.
So SOS Foundation was created to help at-risk youth who are going through different things such as bullying, peer pressure, depression, anxiety, cyberbullying, substance abuse, anything that you can think of along those lines. We want to be that outlet that people can go out and talk to let them know that they aren't alone, that they have a story, and that there are people that love them and want them to succeed in life. And so we do amazing things. And our number one goal is to, we do different things such as like auctions and donations. We're a donation basis only. And so every time, like every $500, we get to pay, or we get to send a child or a young adult to therapy. And so I think that is really awesome. They get 10 therapy sessions and we made quite a bit of a difference for them. And so I think that is the coolest thing ever. We want to save a life. I mean, SOS stands for Stand Up, Own Up, Speak Up. And our song, like we have the foundation song, I guess, and it's mm-hmm. called Save a Life. And so that's ultimately our entire goal.
Well, wow. That's great that you're doing making such a big impact in that aspect. And Presley, before I let you go, one of the questions I just want to ask you, you know, what's next for you? You got this single out right now. Is there an album coming up in the near future? What's on the docket for you in 2021?
So there definitely is an album coming very soon, and I'm almost finished with it, but I still got to go back out to Nashville to record a few more songs, which I'm super excited about, and I'm super excited amazing. For everyone to hear this new project. But in the meantime, I am releasing a single very, very soon, and that's called Bite the Bullet.
Ooh.
Okay.
I would love to get a preview of that one day. That sounds amazing.
Dude, I swear.
Does it have kind of like a, because it had kind of like a grunge kind of like, you know, really like fighting your way kind of thing in the country world kind of stuff? Or
what would you describe it as? More like the Miranda Lambert rowdy kind of side, yeah. Which I absolutely love. So much fun. Ooh. Super catchy. I don't know. I'm excited for everyone to hear it.
Nice. I really want to hear it too. I'm very excited. Yep.
But Presley, where can everyone find you on social media? I know you got a big following. We're just trying to help you grow.
So you can find me on all my social media, which is at Presley Tennant. So PresleyTennant. I think the only thing that's different is Facebook, and that's Presley Tennant Official.
That's all right.
Yeah, I've been trying to get ZachFeldman.com for the world, like the longest time, and I can't get it. So, you know, it happens. Social media sucks.
We're all good. But, Presley, thanks for hopping on with us here on Zach and Evan. Best of luck with everything, and it was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is Presley's song, Always You, on the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach and Evan after this.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.